Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, have you ever felt that you are the only one that is experiencing loss of motivation and troubled times? We are not alone. Join me, Debbie Martin Garcia, and special guests for uplifting testimonies and motivational talks right here on the Pure Inspiration Talk Show.
Hi, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome to once again another week of Pure Inspiration. It is me, Debbie MG, and wow, last week this time I was actually just thinking, I was in Morocco and wasn't able to broadcast. Their Wi-Fi was absolutely pants. It was really, really terrible. So I wasn't able to broadcast, so forgive me for that, but I'm here this week and ready to go. I had an absolutely fantastic time in Morocco. The weather was good, the company was good, the scenery was good. There was everything about it. It was just such an amazing holiday, and I was so grateful to be whisked away by my partner and just had a really fantastic time and really catered for me, you know, which, you know, I really appreciate because of where I'm coming from and, you know, the challenges that I've been through. I really needed the break. So that was me last week. I hope you guys all had a good week and that you're looking forward to today's show. So for those of you who have not heard me before, welcome and thanks for joining me. For those of you tuned in before and listened to Pure Inspiration, I am going to be changing up things a little bit over the next couple of weeks. Like I was saying, that intro will be changed and so forth. But yeah, I basically share with you guys on a week-to-week basis different topics, different subject matters that are, I think it's just relevant to everybody, to be quite honest. There's sometimes you're feeling a particular way, thinking a particular way, going through something, or maybe somebody else, or you might just read something and think, well, yeah, that's something that I can actually speak about to encourage and inspire someone else. So I'll give you an example. Like yesterday, I had a really challenging morning, and I say morning, it could have been a challenging day, but I was just like, no, I am not going to take this throughout my whole day. I'm going to stop it right here in the morning and made up in my mind that the rest of my day was going to be positive. However, I was actually thinking, if I'm feeling like this, there must be someone out there that is feeling like this. And I have to encourage myself sometimes. And sometimes people don't know how to encourage themselves, or sometimes they're in such a place that they find it difficult to encourage themselves. So I posted something on Facebook, a quote and so forth on Facebook, and, you know, I wrote a little caption and so forth. And, you know, somebody responded by saying, you know, I felt like he was personally talking to me. And I said, you know what, I knew there would be at least one person, and if I can reach that person, encourage and inspire that one person, then I feel as though my job is done in terms of inspiration coach, somebody that is there to empower, to uplift and help other people. So this is what this show is about. If you haven't tuned in before, it's about encouraging and inspiring you, and also a bit of thought provoking. You know, sometimes there's things that I listen to and it provokes me to think and to expand my knowledge and to understand things from a completely different perspective. So this is what Pure Inspiration is about: encouraging, inspiring, uplifting, and also challenging you, you know, to make more positive steps, plan your future, you know. So I hope that today's show will do that very thing, uplift you and inspire you. And, you know, I think this is one of those food for thought topics. So today I'll be speaking about us and them. And the reason why I came up with this topic, well, let me basically say what on here. The experience we have been through or going through currently may be good, bad, or indifferent process to make us authentic. However, whilst sometimes we're on like the mountaintop, we can look down on other people that is basically in the valley. And I can say that I've been there, I've been judgmental, and forgetting that, you know, we were all on a journey. So the reason why I entitled it Us and Them is because sometimes when you are on the mountaintop, you can really forget about the times when you was in the valley. Shouldn't, but sometimes you can. That's probably because you've probably spent more days on the mountaintop than what you have in the valley. Or while she was in the valley, you didn't draw on all of the minerals and resources that was there in the valley that would have given you the nutrients and the understanding and mindset and so forth to know that when you get to the mountaintop, the lessons that you learned in the valley was very important and necessary for you to get to the mountaintop. So, sorry, I was reading from the screen, so I was a bit, my mind was all over the place. So basically, I called it Us and Them because, you know, when you're on the mountaintop, you can look down and you can think, oh, those down there, those are them, and here's us up here, you know. So I entitled it that because during the week, was it this, on Monday? No, sorry. I think it was Sunday. I was doing some studying from a book, a study book, basically, called The Mud and the Masterpiece by John Burke. I don't know if you've heard that, but I was doing a bit of studying, and it was talking about how you look at people from a perspective of good and bad. And so when I was reading it, it led me to have like such a train of thought on the topic us and them, because, you know, when you're talking about good and bad, it is us and them. We're good, they're bad. We're over here, ourselves, based upon our behaviours, our class, our skin colour. You know, we separate ourselves like that. Even male and female, you know, separating ourselves. So when I thought about it, the us and them mentality as being the cause of so much wars, so much famine, murder, just so much negativity has been caused by the mentality of us and them. When you think of it, I don't think that there's been any wars, any murders, any famines where you can say, well, it was because they was united. Far from it. There must have been a us and a them. There must have been, we're better than you. We're of a set that you're not, you know, and because we don't like you, we don't appreciate you, we will not look up to you, we will not be part of you, or unless, you know, you get some people, it's just like, if you're not going to be part of us and what we are all about, then we're going to reject you. Sometimes it's not just because, you know, of your skin color, it's really your attitude and the things that you do and so forth, and you have to be part of the clique to be accepted. And this is what we experience all of the time. And when I was thinking about this subject, I was just like, do you know what? This is just far from an activist. Do you know what I mean? I'm not an activist trying to, you know, get world peace or any stretch of the imagination. Would I want world peace? Of course. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want world peace? Who wouldn't want us to be on an equal level playing field? I think that most good, kind-hearted people would want all of us to be on a level playing field, that you're no better than me and I'm no better than you just because, you know, I may have gone to college and gone to uni and you didn't. You know, I think that most people would like to be on an equal level playing field. And so, you know, when I started to look at it, I was just like, Hitler himself and the German people, a set kind of people, was better than the Jews. You know, again, us and them mentality, which led to over at least 6 million, I believe more, Jews dying in the camps. And I don't know how many millions, you know, were incarcerated and so forth. But the fact of the matter is that it was an us and them mentality. And because there was an us and them mentality, millions of people lost their lives. For what? You felt superior. You felt superior. You felt as though we are better than them. And so they don't need to exist, you know. And then we experience, you know, the enslavement of black people, and the killings, the manipulation, the rapes, all of that they experience. Why? Again, because of skin color. Us and them. Us and them. And so, you know, there's so many atrocities that have gone on because of this us and them mentality. And I don't think for a minute, just having this conversation and sharing this topic, that it will bring about world peace. But you know what? When I do these shows, my whole desire is to reach that one. And that one will speak to another one. I know that some people, they look at it like, you know what? I don't have the ability to change the world. I don't really see it like that. I see it like, and I know that it's kind of like a bit contradictory from what I just said, you know, I don't think I can bring about world peace. The reason why I say that is because it takes more than just having this conversation just today. But my intention is to reach one, and that person reach another person, and that person reach, and then, you know, you have that community thing where people within your community can start thinking a certain way. But can one person effectively change the world? Yes, I believe they can, because that one person can touch somebody else and it has that domino effect where it just starts to spread. So when I was thinking about this, I was thinking it's definitely a mentality, the us and them mentality. And I think that it's birthed out of fear. I think that it's birthed out of the unknown, you know, fairies like. I've heard people say it's, I was saying it the other day. What is it? Something appearing, what is it? False? Is it false expectations appearing real? Something like that, I can't remember. But it's a fear that, of something, and I can't tell you what the fears might be, because I think that it's different for different people in different situations. However, I think it's built on fear, false evidence appearing real. See, my mind was just speaking about it in the background. False evidence appearing real. So the reason why I know that some people say that, some people they just. What do you mean, false evidence appearing real? I know that people just don't go with that. Some people say other stuff. But basically, if we was to look at it from false evidence appearing real, it's your imagination. It's your thoughts. It's what you think. It's not necessarily a belief, which is birthed from somewhere. Somewhere along the line, you got this belief that if I do not make myself or proclaim to be superior and act superior, then this type of person, this kind of race, this kind of organization or whatever it may be, this country even, then they will run ricochet over me. They will enslave me. They will take what I've got. So it's this fear underlying it all is based upon fear. And the moment you get enslaved by fear, it causes you to react. So I was listening to something the other day. I can't remember who it was, to be quite honest. But what they were saying was they was having a conversation with a group of young guys, and they were saying that, you know, I carry a knife. And the man was asking, well, why do you carry a knife? And they said, well, you know, because there's so much that is going on the road, so much violence and everything, and I need to protect myself. So he said, but do you consider yourself to be a murderer? Are you a murderer? And they was like, no, of course not. I'm not a murderer. However, said, if you get into a situation where you feel fearful, would you draw your knife? And they was like, yeah, yeah, to frighten them off, but not to use it. And he was saying, that's where the danger is, because the moment you start to fear, your whole mindset changes. It's fight or flight. And if you've got a weapon on you that you know can stop that person from getting to you, you very well may use it. And the young guys were saying that they, even though they know that can happen, no, that won't happen. And I suspect that there's so many young people that think, no, you know, I'll just use it to scare them off and everything. I ain't going to do nothing. And end up murdering somebody or being murdered by their own weapon. So it's that fear of, if I don't do to them, then they're going to do to me. And it is that us and them mentality. So the reason why I wanted to share it with you is because I see it all the time, people feeling inferior. And so they have a fake persona. They look down at other people. They speak ill of other people. Because I was sharing this with someone today, the reason why I believe that sometimes people's got horrible things to say about someone is because they feel inferior to them. So if I make them look bad, it makes me look good, you know, indirectly or directly, whichever way you want to look at it. You know, when people are talking ill about people, I normally look at you as the inferior one, not the superior one, but it depends on your mindset, I guess, because some people think, oh, yeah, well, yeah, that person is less than you and you're better. And that's what the person in question is trying to do, make you look down at that person and make you look up to them. So for me personally, I did this for so many years where people want other people to feel inferior and have this mindset that they cannot be and they cannot achieve and they will not achieve. And I was in that position on so many occasions that I felt inferior. And now, you know, not that I'm all out there and I feel like, yeah, I've got everything together and so forth, but certainly absolutely difficult for someone to come against the mindset that I have, that I can be the best that I can be, and that I was born for greatness, and that I was born with an amazing purpose. It's very difficult for someone to really speak me out of that now. So even if you're listening to this and you are feeling as though, you know, I'm not really nothing, I'm not really doing anything, I'm not really fulfilling the things that I should be, I want to remind you, it's not where you're at that determines, you know, your destination. Where you are is just like some people put a full stop behind where you're at currently, whereas I believe that God puts a comma and says that there's more to your story, there's more to your journey. And if you allow people and even yourself to put a full stop on where you're at right now, that's as far as you will go. Your limitations is as far as you limit yourself. You are limited based upon you, your own limitations. And I know that people can discourage you and speak to you in such a way where you feel as though I am what they're saying, but that's all based upon your insecurities. So I just want to encourage you that you can be more than what you think that you are today. I'm a definite testimony of that, where I am today, but it's certainly a lot further. I'm a lot further along than where I was, like, even a year ago, 2 years ago, and certainly 10 years ago. So going back to my point with the us and them, as time is winding down, I've got 9 more minutes, us and them mentality needs to be broken down in our minds on a day-to-day basis, because you can even be in a work situation and there's the us and them, you know, and how does that happen? You know, within workplaces, there's a little clique, and these people on floor 10 is better than people that is on floor 2, because your job, because you are, you know, doing this job over here, that person over there is insignificant. But I tell you something, from the cleaner in your job to the CEO, you're all important. Because if you go into an organization and a place is filthy, nobody is going to want to be in there. Yeah? You don't want to clean it as the CEO. You need that cleaner. You need them. So no matter how high you may feel as though you are, Mr. and Mrs. CEO, you need the cleaner to come in and do their job. They're important, because if they decide to pack up and say, you know what, I am not going to be coming in here and cleaning any toilets, I'm not going to be coming in here and mopping any floor, you will not be getting people into your organizations. You will be having people call you out very, very quickly. And I think that is important for us to realize the importance of individuals. Yeah, you might not want to work in McDonald's, but you know what? You want to stop in McDonald's and go and get yourself a burger and get yourself some fries, though, you know. And so it becomes important then. If Mr. Joe Bloggs decides that he's not going to open up, he's had enough, and decides he's not going to open up, when you drive from wherever you're driving and your belly's rumbling and you want to get some food and McDonald's is closed, you will soon realize how much you need people to be working in McDonald's, whether they're cleaning the toilets again. If you go in there and it's filthy, you're going to be like, oh my God, this is filthy. Where is their cleaner? They need cleaners in here. So what I'm trying to say to you, even though you may be on a higher level than somebody else, do not look down on them. And if you're somebody that has done that, I just want to encourage you and challenge you to change your mindset. Because you know what, as much as we can be on the mountaintop today is as quickly as we can be in the valley tomorrow. Seriously, the world revolves, it goes around continually. There's different seasons in our lives, and just as much and as sure as we know that winter is coming, we know that summer is going to be here, or spring is going to be here, and then there's going to be summer, and then there's going to be autumn again. And we know these things, but it seems as though we don't apply it to our lives, that we are going to go through different seasons. So I just want to encourage you, if you're the person that is feeling discouraged and feeling as though people don't care about you, people look down on you, I just want to encourage you that you are important, that you are necessary, that you are part of the jigsaw, that you are the cog in the wheel. You are necessary to make things go round. And if you're the person, change your mindset and understand that person is as important as what you are, don't matter where their standpoint is. And this us and them mentality shouldn't exist. It's just us. It's just us as mankind. Just us, period, as mankind, as one. And so because we are one, because we've been created in the image of God, we are just one. We, you know, I just find it, I cannot stand in a place and judge people for where their mindset has been, because I have been off. So I can understand people who think that they're better than other people, because I've been there. And it's things that happen to you in life that makes you feel as though, right, well, I've arrived now, you know. I was down there, but you know, life is, God has smiled on me, and so things are looking up, and I'm feeling better about myself or my circumstance, more to the point, and can judge people, look down on people from a perspective of why don't you do something for yourself? Why don't you help yourself? Why don't you? And yeah, there are some people that are out there, and they, you know, they just don't want to do for themselves. But I'm not talking about those people. I'm just talking about people, and I'm not talking about people who purposely go out there and commit crime and do wickedness and evil. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about just generally, as people, mankind, we all make mistakes. We all have issues. We all, you know, find it difficult and challenging throughout our lives to make adjustments and changes. And I know that just recently, it is recent. It's happening since the EU's been open. We've had like different streams of people coming in. And obviously of late, because there's been so much wars and so forth, and there's been people that have been coming into the country, people are like, you know, I can't have people coming in to this country and taking all of our money and stuff. And somebody posted something yesterday with, I don't know the nationalities, because I didn't really know what the nationalities were, but they said that one was Turkish and the other one was from here, from the UK. And they was like cursing and, you know, really having a go at this person for coming into the country. Now, there is so much going on, so much war zones. There's so much going on in Syria and other places. And people are genuinely fleeing. Yeah, you have people that are coming into the country and just sponging. Some of them ain't even Syrian. They're saying that they're Syrian because they're getting... they're getting the ability to go into different countries, Germany and so forth, and be a refugee. However, there are those genuine people that need that support and that help, and we can't determine who those people are. So when people are looking for support and looking for help, the only thing that our country can do is help and support those people. And it's not the individuals that we must be upset with. It's some of the policies that the government has in place are not correct, you know, and so that is what needs to be changed. Legislation needs to be changed. But in terms of people coming in and looking for refuge and looking for help and so forth, you know, in the 60s, it was the black people that was coming in and getting cursed and so forth. And some of us are forgetting where our families are coming from and not realizing that that was our families, you know, 40-odd years ago, that was our families that was getting cursed out and so forth. So it's not a us and them mentality. It's just a us mentality. And I hope that, to me, I kind of almost feel like this topic is it's really passionate. And I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about people's growth and people feeling good about themselves. And so, you know, I just want anybody who's listening to understand that we all can, you can change your community and then the world at large. You know, you can make a difference. And even if you are not somewhere else in the world and making a difference, you can make a difference here. You can make a difference in your workplace. You can make a difference in any environment that you go into. You can make that difference and make that change and make somebody feel worthwhile and feel special, just as you would want to feel. So, you know, that's my spiel. On Thursday, I will be on my radio show, Pure Inspiration, One Harmony Radio. You can join me there for more of this. I will be having my guest in, Judith Quinn. She'll be coming in and she'll be doing her thing. And she's a patient person. I don't even know her title, to be quite honest. But, you know, She does a lot, and with meditation, relaxing, so forth. I should have actually put it up on the screen so I could tell you exactly what she does. But you can join me on One Harmony Radio this Thursday between 7 and 9 p.m. And I'm there every Thursday, so not just this Thursday. And for those that are recording, listening to the recording of this show, I would appreciate if you can share it with somebody who you feel as though can be encouraged and uplifted by this. And I hope it ain't coming across in like such a such a domineering way, like you have to change this or anything like that. I'm just trying to encourage you to be one with others and to love others as you want to be loved and care for others as you want to be cared for. So I hope that you get that message from it, and I hope that you're encouraged and inspired and uplifted in some way through this topic, us and them. You have a fantastic evening, and until next week, I want to say bye, and I am out of here.
Thank you for listening to Pure Inspiration Talk Show. If you have any comments or suggestions for future topics, or maybe you would just like to be on the show, why not drop me a line at pureinspiration2014@gmail.com. I look forward to being with you next time on the show. Until then, bye for now.